Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. If you've ever bought anything online or sold anything online, this affects you. This is interesting. Rob sent me the story from the Cook County Record. Appeals Court greenlights Illinois car buyers' Cook County fraud suit versus North Carolina online auto seller. We've all thought about that, buying a car in another state, maybe having it shipped over, breaking all the rules involving buying things sight unseen and so on. Well, an Illinois appeals court has ruled that a North Carolina online auto auctioneer's advertising, emails, phone calls, and its online auctions mean the company has done enough business in Illinois to be sued in Illinois state court for allegedly misleading an Illinois customer about an SUV he purchased online, even though the online seller's terms and conditions said disputes would be settled in North Carolina courts. Dan Cherney wrote the story for the Record, and this is an interesting question because I've had people tell me, they say, Steve, I live in Michigan. I dealt with somebody in another state online. I bought something, they shipped it to me, and it turns out it's not what I bargained for. Can I sue them here in Michigan? And there's a debate about a lot of this, depending what state you're in. But in Illinois, right now, this judge is saying, well, they're doing business in Illinois by dealing back and forth with somebody from Illinois. Justice Carl Walker of the Illinois First District Appellate Court wrote the September 30th ruling. Justices John Griffin and Michael Hyman concurred. The decision favors Illinois resident John Dixon in his lawsuit against GAA Classic Cars of Greensboro, reversing the dismissal of the case in Cook County Circuit Court. So the guy files a lawsuit. The trial court threw it out, but the Court of Appeals has reinstated it. Dixon said he bought a 1973 Ford Bronco for $37,000 in March of 2018 from GAA by submitting the highest bid by telephone. The SUV was delivered 11 days later to him in Illinois. But after receiving the Bronco, Dixon said he saw the vehicle was not in as good condition as GAA had allegedly conveyed by an online advertisement and had affirmed in a telephone conversation with Dixon. An agent with GAA also allegedly told Dixon the vehicle was rated 4.5 out of 5. Whatever that means. During the simulcast auction, Dixon said GAA again allegedly described the Bronco as being in better condition than he later found it to be. After the purchase, Dixon said a mechanic found a number of serious problems with the Bronco, including the significant safety issues, which GAA, he says, did not disclose properly. The mechanic said the Bronco was nowhere near deserving a 4.5 rating, Dixon alleged. In May 2018, Dixon filed suit in Cook County against GAA alleging fraud and negligent misrepresentation. GAA countered that an Illinois court had no jurisdiction over them because the auction service never conducted business in Illinois. That was their argument. Cook County Circuit Judge Daniel Kubasiak agreed with them and dismissed the case. But on appeal, Walker found that Dixon adequately alleged that GAA directed its activities to Illinois by sending advertisements, emails, and phone calls into Illinois, and by using its website to reach customers in Illinois, all of which allowed GAA to profit from its alleged fraud. So this is what you're going to ask yourself if you are an online retailer. Does this open you up to liability in any other state where you do business? Because it might. More specifically, Walker determined GAA in emails and phone calls invited Dixon to participate in the auction by watching it as GAA simulcast it. In addition, one of the phone calls involved GAA contacting Dixon to solicit his bid for the Bronco. So they called him at least once. GAA contended that the bidder registration form signed by Dixon read in part, by signing, I do hereby affirm that I've read and agree to the GAA Classic Cars terms and conditions. According to them, this form incorporates by reference another document titled GAA Classic Cars Terms and Conditions, which requires litigation to be pursued in North Carolina. So here, the big question, like I said, is how do they get out of that? So Walker pointed out that GAA did not sit furnished the Terms and Conditions document to Dixon or discussed it with him. Walker sent the case back to Circuit Court for further proceedings. So this, like I said, is something we'll be seeing more and more of these days, because when people buy things online, they often do so in other states. And, you know, there was a time when I'd have someone come in my office and say, Steve, I bought a car from a guy who's three counties away. And I'd say, oh, well, we may have to file a suit against the guy three counties over. You know, and we start talking about the intricacies and delicacies of doing that, pursuing somebody who's three counties away. And I've mentioned before that I've had clients in Michigan who bought cars in other states, and I've also had clients in other states who bought cars from Michigan. And of course, some people take that long distance relationship as the opportunity to play fast and loose with the rules. And I've had my favorite story is, of course, where somebody took photographs of a car and then showed those to the bidders online, and then they shipped another car, same make, model, and paint color, but a different car than the one in the photographs. And they said, well, those are representative photographs, but never said that in the ad. But they were banking on the fact that, well, who's going to sue us when we're several states away? So I've had cases before where somebody from another state wanted to sue someone in Michigan and hired me to do it, and we didn't have to worry about this problem. But if this is the law in the state you're in, it means that if you buy something from somebody in another state and the facts are right, you may be able to sue them in your home state, notwithstanding something that says, oh, by the way, if you want to sue us, you got to sue us here. So if you go online right now, you can find dealerships, brokers, whatever you want to call them, business establishments who are facilitating the sales of automobiles, and they're doing it online. And they know that by putting their stuff online, they're reaching buyers all across America, buyers around the world. And in theory, you can find a vehicle that you like at one of these websites. And your first thing is you look at the car, then you go, well, where are they located? And if you call them, they will tell you, we'll take care of everything for you. You want it inspected, we'll get it inspected for you. We'll inspect it for you. You want it shipped, we'll ship it to you. You want it financed, we'll finance it for you. You know, this whole thing. All you got to do is sit there in your underwear on the phone, and we'll make sure this car shows up in your driveway 3 days from now. And of course, if everything went perfectly well, we'd have no problems and no need for lawyers. But problems occur. And in this case, the man was promised that the car was a 4.5 out of 5. Again, whatever that means, I don't know. Because you remember, there are some things that we know how scoring works, right? If you get an 80 on an exam, we know what grade you're going to get for that. But on a scale of 5, and somebody's a 4.5 with cars, you know, I mean, remember American Bandstand. It has a good beat, but I don't know if I could dance to it. But again, I don't know how objectively measurable that is. But the safety defects, maybe it's an interesting thing to attack. And of course, the fact that it needed all kinds of mechanical work. But then, of course, on the other hand, the man broke several of my rules, one of which is he bought a car without inspecting it. Bought a car sight unseen, you know. And by the way, no, you are not seeing it with your own eyes when you look at it on the internet, because you're trusting somebody else's photography and you're hoping they're showing you the correct car. And yes, things like that do happen. I've also had a client tell me before that he bought a car and he showed me the 30 photographs that were taken of the car that were sent to him. And the person using the camera had very carefully gone around and avoided all the trouble spots. They can do that too. As a man who owns several cameras, I can tell you right now, I can photograph something and make it look really, really good. I can photograph the exact same thing and make it look as bad as I want to, if I wanted to. Most people don't want to do that, though. So that's the issue with cameras. But right now, we're talking about this happening in Illinois. And at least as of right now, it appears that if you are a buyer in Illinois with the right facts, buying something from somebody in another state, you might be able to sue them in Illinois, which makes it infinitely easier for you and much more difficult for them. So there you go, a new wrinkle in interstate internet commerce. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk together. Bye-bye.